Alaska State Trooper Lieutenant Lonnie Gonzalez put over 2 years into getting a boat capable of navigating the Kuskokwim River in all of its phases. He points to an event 2 years ago when a snow machine broke through the ice on the river. One person died, and the rest of the family needed help. The hovercraft in Bethel went out and rescued those who were alive, but could not carry the dead body. The plan was to come back and retrieve the body, but the hovercraft ripped its skirt, making it impossible to get there. It was not till the next day that troopers got a helicopter in to make the retrieval. People in the nearby village had wanted to head out into dangerous conditions to retrieve their relative. Gonzalez remembers how tough it was to keep them off the river. He used this event and many others to fuel his search for an option that would work the entire year, even during breakup and freeze-up. It took him time to find it, but when he saw it, he knew the Canadian-designed Thousand Island airboat would do the job. It could navigate water and ice and even skim over snow-covered marshes. By the time Gonzalez was ready to buy it, it was being built by a U.S. company with a price tag of $290,000. The state did not have the money. That did not stop the effort. Troopers convinced staff at the U.S. Marshal's Office, which often collaborates with state troopers in Bethel, to make the purchase using funds that U.S. Attorney General William Barr set aside after visiting the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and declaring a law enforcement emergency in rural Alaska. The U.S. Marshals own the craft, but Bethel troopers fuel it, maintain it, and use it. Last week, troopers tested the new airboat on the Kuskokwim River. Lieutenant Lonnie Gonzalez says it's not the answer to all the challenges in the region, but he predicts the airboat will shine during breakup and freeze-up, when conventional river travel is dangerous. Its range is one of the biggest limitations. It takes a high-quality gasoline to fuel it, something not available at the village gas pump. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.